my grave. Then I have some man come and take my place.
The band The Nighthawks with a cover of You Got to Move. This recording done back in the late 1970s. They were a very hot band on the East Coast back then. A whole lot of tour dates. And The Nighthawks kick us off into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That is followed by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. That opening tune, You Gotta Move, was, of course, an old Elmore James number. Elmore James, one of the most influential of blues artists, electric blues artists to record in the 1950s in Chicago and New York, and also actually in New Orleans. He did some recordings in New Orleans. We're going to listen to an example of the latter from 1961. Here is Elmore James with Shake Your Moneymaker.
Shake your money maker, 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 and then shake. me, but I don't believe she will. You gotta shake your money maker. Shake your money maker, baby. You gotta shake your money maker. Shake your money maker. You gotta shake your money maker.
Yourself. You better watch yourself.
Henry Gray and the Cats. Henry Gray and the Cats from 2001. That was a title track to the disc Watch Yourself. And if memory serves me correctly, this is the same year he had another disc out called Henry Gray Plays Chicago Blues. And on that disc, he was recorded in Chicago with a lot of Chicago blues luminaries. He was once Chicago blues luminary himself. He's originally from Kenner, Louisiana. During World War II, he served overseas and ended up after the war in Chicago and played with a lot of the great Chicago blues artists of the 50s and 60s. Back in 1968, he moved back to Louisiana, now lives in Baton Rouge, and still is a very vibrant performer. Henry Gray on piano and vocals. Henry was preceded by Elmore James. We heard Elmore James once again recorded in New Orleans back in 1961 doing Shake Your Money Maker. He was basically a Chicago blues star, originally from Mississippi. He found himself in the late 50s back in Mississippi due to a heart condition that he had, and he ended up passing away in the early, 64, somewhere around there, and his died in his mid-40s. What a loss, and definitely a very, very fine and very influential blues artist. Well, we just heard Henry Gray, who now lives in Baton Rouge. We're going to turn to Kenny Neal, one of the most famous of the current crop of Baton Rouge blues artists. His father was band leader Rafel Neal. Buddy Guy got his start with Rafel's band back in the 50s. Here's Kenny from a disc called Walking on Fire. Kenny on guitar, vocals, and blues harp doing a number called Blues Stew. Billy Boy Arnold on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Back Where I Belong. Came out in 1993. His career started, recording career and performing career started in the 1950s. As a young man, he recorded with all sorts of people, Bo Diddley and others, and ended up getting a straight job for a few decades and started recording again in the 90s. He's recently, as though I guess a couple of years ago, he's had some good recordings out. That, of course, was Shake Your Hips, a tune, an old Slim Harpo number that was actually melodically based on an old Little Walter number, but a hot little moving number. Before hearing Billy Boy Arnold, we heard Kenny Neal. We heard Kenny Neal, again, Kenny from Baton Rouge, and from his disc Walking on Fire, he did a number called Blues Stew. Next year on KRVS, Cyril Neville has a brand new disc out called Magic Honey. From that disc, here's Cyril with Blues Is the Truth.
There's some blues that'll make you laugh, some blues that'll make you cry. Take you up to the sky. People of the blues is the truth, and you know that ain't no lie. Oh, hey, Lord. When you're left all alone, you feel that life that's passed you by. Out on your own, all alone, trying to figure out why. No answer, no. You need to make a strong man break down and cry. Ooh, yeah, now. When your heart stops,
one can change it, no matter how hard they try. No, you can't change it. Ain't no use in you trying it. No. 'Cause the blues is the truth.
Like this, I swear the last time that I get burned like this.
Robert Cray, The Last Time I Get Burned Like This. This track was initially on his False Accusations album, which was his third album, that from right around 1984 or so. At the time, he hadn't won any Grammys. He would the following year, 1985, with his participation on the album Showdown, the Alligator release featuring Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins and Robert Cray. And then, of course, a year after that, Strong Persuader earned him his second Grammy. Before we heard Robert Cray, we heard Cyril Neville here on KRVS. Cyril from his disc Magic Honey, a brand new release. From that disc, he did a tune called Blues is the Truth. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And music kicks off here in Lafayette tonight at Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette with the band The Carbon Poppies. They'll be playing for Downtown Alive. Then also in downtown Lafayette tonight, Jackie Meyer's band will be at Artmosphere. Yazoo will be at Antlers. And the Good and the Young, as well as the Savoy Family Band, will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Joan Baez is in town and will be playing at the Feed and Seed. If you like information on that, the website to go to is baezonthebayou.com. Also tonight, Devils and Trains will be playing at Blue Dog Cafe. Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, as well as Jerry Diaz, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. is at Imonelli tonight. Michael Juan Nunez at Route 92 in Youngsville. The Bad Cats play at Dewey's Lounge in Youngsville. And also this evening, Jambalaya is at Randall's. And Hugh and the Wrecking Crew played the Field of Dreams Sports Bar and Grill in Bro Bridge. Kurt Boudreaux is at Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. And tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues tomorrow night at Agave in downtown. And the Sassafras Jubilee will be at Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow night. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie, as well as Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, play Whiskey River tomorrow. And let me see, Scott Allen Stagg is at Dewey's Lounge, Mike Dean at Blue Moon Saloon, and also Forrest Huval and friends are at the Liberty Theater Saturday night in Eunice. On Sunday, Hazel's daughter plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also Sunday, Zydeco Ray is at Randall's. The Steve Adams Network with T.K. Hewland will be at McGee's Landing Sunday, and Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns play at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. On Sunday. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts, and this coming Monday night, actually Monday and Tuesday nights here in Burke Hall on the UL campus, guitar combos 1, 2, and 3 will be playing Monday night, guitar combos 1 and 2, and on Tuesday night, 2 and 3 will be performing in Burke Hall. Also on Tuesday night at Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night, Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys, as well as the Malfacteurs, will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. And also on Wednesday, Gino Delafosse will be at Vermilionville. And just a heads up, December 5th, Johnny Nicholas will be in town playing with his band Hellbent, and also playing with the Golden Triangle, Sam Broussard and David Greeley, also in that trio. And that takes place at the Blue Moon Saloon again on December 5th. Playing for us now, Snooks Eaglin. He definitely has a good New Orleans subject in this next tune, a cover of the Muddy Waters composition, Red Beans.
Me a hand bone, boy. I'm going down to the alley. Gotta get my baby on the line. Yeah, I'm calling San Francisco. Gotta get my baby on the line. Gotta talk to my baby just to ease my worried mind. Well, it seems like a month of Sundays I've been out here on the road. Yes, it seems like a month of Sundays I've been out here on the road. I haven't seen my baby and I carry a heavy load.
calling San Francisco. And from San Francisco, that was Tommy Castro from his disc Ride His Rain. He's supposed to have another disc coming out very shortly. He was preceded by Snooks Eaglin. We heard the late, great Snooks Eaglin from the Crescent City of New Orleans. We heard Snooks doing on guitar and vocals a rendition of a Muddy Waters tune, Red Beans. And next here on KRVS, let's turn to Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to 1948 and listen to one of his early Chicago recordings, a number called I Feel Like Going Home, some classic Delta blues.
I feel like blowing my horn. Well, now, woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Well, books went to the ocean, running into the sea. But don't find my baby, somebody gone. Sure bury me. Books went to the ocean, man. That ocean went to the sea. Well now, I don't find my baby, pal. Somebody sure gone bury me. Stop her, holy evil well. May seem like hours, and hours seem like days. Well, now, seems like my baby child. Well, child, will stop her, load our way.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went across the river, laid down to sleep. I went across the river, I laid down to sleep. When I woke up, had shackles on my feet. 29 legs chained round my leg.
chain around my leg. On each link, the initials of my name. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. Might be my fine. 21 years on the RC mountain line. Train that I ride is 16 coaches long. Train I ride is 16 coaches long. Woman I love on that train and gone. Takes a worried man to sing worried song. Worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Eric Bibb from his disc Diamond Days with a rendition of the old traditional song Worried Man Blues. Before we heard Eric Bibb, we heard Muddy Waters from 1948. Muddy Waters here on KRVS doing I Feel Like Going Home. And what about 7 years later, he recorded a tune that he's forever been associated with since then, but he wasn't the first to record it. We're talking about what he called Mannish Boys, what was about 2 or 3 months before he recorded it. Bo Diddley did it. Here is that version, Bo Diddley from March of 1955.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. And Maine, all you pretty women stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man, spell M A N, man. going back down to Kansas soon. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N Main. The way I make love to them, they can't resist. I'm a man, I spell him A N Main.
To the Lord above. When you're feeling low down, tell your troubles to the stars above. Or else you will never be happy until you find the one you love. Like a prisoner without a plea, and sentenced without a trial. Like a prisoner without a plea, and sentenced without a trial. Like a bleeding heart longing for love, a heart that never smiles. Town so long, you can feel yourself sinking down. You can stay in a town so long, you can feel yourself sinking down. You just change your way of living, and don't forget to change your town.
Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals from 1942 with a number called When You Feel Low Down. Lonnie, originally from New Orleans, he was on a tour back in 1917, 1918, right around then. He was in England at the time. When he came home, he found out that his entire family living in New Orleans had died of the Spanish influenza, all except for one brother. There were something like, I don't know, 10 or 11 children in the family, the parents, and everyone but his brother died. And he left New Orleans, never really to come back again. He was preceded by Bo Diddley. We heard Bo Diddley from 1955, March of that year, doing I'm a Man. Of course, Muddy Waters covered that tune 2 or 3 months later. I think it was in May. Along with Bo Diddley on that track, Billy Boy Arnold on blues harp. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to go back to 1952. Memphis Slim on piano, along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar, a number called Shuffleboard. Again, this will take us up to news time with NPR.
Call me crazy because I'm always on the run.